for WMRA News, I'm Mike Mehling. Another conviction from the Unite the Right rally 2 years ago. The governor visits Harrisonburg to hear from local business leaders and Planned Parenthood to spend $1 million to promote pro-choice candidates. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, August 28th. One of the men convicted in a violent beating on August 12, 2017, has learned his fate in Charlottesville Circuit Court Tuesday. WVIR is reporting that the sentencing hearing for Tyler Watkins Davis took 6 hours to go over evidence and arguments from both sides. Judge Richard Moore sentenced Davis to a total of 10 years for his role in the beating of DeAndre Harris. However, Davis will only spend 2 years and 1 month behind bars. Governor Ralph Northam visited Harrisonburg Tuesday afternoon to hear from more than 50 local business leaders, workers, and city and county administrators about the area's job market. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
How can state government help local businesses, colleges, and universities create the workforce of the 21st century? Governor Northam held a listening session at Harrisonburg's Ice House with local business leaders and healthcare professionals to find out. One of the themes that emerged was the need for efficient retraining opportunities for adults who want to change careers. Lord Fairfax Community College President Kimberly Blosser said that the average age of returning students at her institution is 35, and many of them are struggling to make ends meet in their current job.
There are still many individuals in our communities that still need our help, and you certainly need in your workforce.
Mike Shelton is the owner of Blue Ridge Machine Works in Grottoes.
Find somebody that's in their 30s, wants to change careers, they want to come to work for a place like mine, but it's going to take 3 to 4 years to get through that program.
Several attendees brought up the need to reach school-aged children to teach them about highly skilled career opportunities that don't require a 4-year college degree. Northam acknowledged that, on average, school counselors in Virginia have a caseload of 450 students, which limits their ability to advise students on their individual career aspirations. Others commented on the stigma that surrounds trade careers such as machining.
It's not your father's machine shop anymore.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Harrisonburg has been named the best city for home ownership in Virginia. The Stanton News Leader reports that LendingTree collected data in 2013 and 2017 for areas with a population between 10,000 and 50,000 residents. They measured 15 areas, including median home values, home appreciation, average commute times, and local unemployment rates. Winchester was named number 2, and the Stanton-Waynesboro metro area came in 3rd. Planned Parenthood's political arm announced Monday that it's spending nearly $1 million to help elect pro-choice candidates to the General Assembly. As Ben Pavior from VPM News reports, abortion will continue to be a hot topic ahead of the elections in November.
In January, Democratic delegate Kathy Tran struggled to answer questions about a bill she introduced related to third trimester abortions. A video of her defending the bill went viral.
What happened was a political stunt.
Paulette McIlwain heads the Planned Parenthood Virginia Political Action Committee. She says the group is backing candidates, all Democrats, who support access to reproductive health care. In other states, conservative lawmakers have moved in the opposite direction, with Alabama outlawing almost all abortions.
So we're very aware of these threats coming here.
Republican House Majority Leader Todd Gilbert said the Tran bill shows that Democrats are, quote, completely disconnected from mainstream Virginia voters. Ben Pavior, WMRA News.
The University of Virginia's Miller Center has announced that Condoleezza Rice will come to the Newcomb Ballroom on UVA Central Grounds on Thursday, September 12th for a public conversation about the United States' national security challenges. And an early morning fire Tuesday in Harrisonburg displaced 10 people, including 6 children, according to a report from the Harrisonburg Fire Department. The Daily News Record reports that emergency crews responded to the blaze on East Gay Street, with firefighters on scene within 4 minutes after the first call for help. For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mehling. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.